Hey there, kids. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Just after 6 o'clock, and here we are. Oh, we're all nice and ready for another edition of the Twang Trust. Yes, it's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. A chocolate in my peanut butter, and peanut butter in my chocolate. Yeah, it's the same one as last week, but I liked it. Well, tonight, it's almost Lucinda Williams Eve, isn't it? It is, sort of, kind of, almost. Sunday will be Lucinda Williams' very first appearance here in our city. And we're going to pay tribute to that, as well as some other stuff. Yeah, and it's going to start... Wow. You won't believe how soon it's going to start. Nothing more important than to know So I don't know how big a scoop this is. Maybe it was in the paper and I just missed it, but I usually don't miss these sort of things. But those guys are coming back to town. Wilco, yeah. Where it is, on their website, Wednesday, August 15th, Wilco at the Jim Cale Theater. Yeah, that'll be Wilco's fourth time in Winnipeg. Can you name all four? Do you have ticket stubs from all of them? If you can show me a ticket stub to all three previous Wilco shows, I'll shake your hand and say, howdy, Wilco fan. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. But yeah, that's the word. I haven't heard anything about when tickets were going on sale or opening act or anything like that. Although they're on the road right now with Minnesota Slowcore Sensations Low. I know their Lowe's stint officially ends just prior to the Winnipeg show. So who knows? Maybe it'll be extended. Maybe it'll be extended. That would be nice to see Lowe in the opening slot. Of course, last time Wilco was through, that was Wilco, by the way, from their brand new record, Sky Blue Sky, a little track called Impossible Germany. Very tasty soloing there, huh? I don't know if that was Nels Klein or not. I'm assuming it was. But although kind of subdued for Nels Klein, really, so maybe that was Tweedy. I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess I should scan the liner notes, but I'm not going to bother. But last time Wilco was through at the Jim Cale Theater, these next guys opened up.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Casey from Elliott Brood, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
From Nathan, and you are listening to
the high and lonesome sound of the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You change the box and the chandelier, dug up the daffodils I planted in our first year. bottles of pills. English ivy wilting on the windowsill. Patter of slippers up the stairs, but there's no one there. And the daffodils keep coming back. Pulling pipes from the water. Trees bend to the river's ear and whisper whatever happened to the lady who used to live here. Did she simply walk away? All the crows cry foul play. Winter covers up the tracks, but the daffodils keep coming back. That you made, you buried the bones in the garden and covered your tracks. Now the daffodils keep coming back. Close the windows, pull the shades.
We've been waiting so long, praying for the snow to melt, so we can leave this dead town and feel what our parents felt. Every year the river floods and swells the mountain valleys. It reflects all the sunlight and radiates a tree. And I see every slow step, I touch every daydream. Magnifies the frozen breath while we sit and watch cars scream down the repaired highway that leads us to a better place. No one stays here anyway, it's just an empty space. From every dream, they held us through the hardest part. Now that we were older, we didn't have the empty hope. City's getting smaller, and the water feels colder. And every year around this time, I wonder what you're up to. If you're still in Vermont, folks you used to, I would try to think back to those boring week days. School lit out early, and we fumbled through the haze.
The Western States, there, from their debut album on Dollar Tone Records and tapes, although I don't think there are any tapes. A little song called Vermont from that fine, fine record. A bit of a local thing going on there. In the middle, we heard them Marshall Kids. And what's up with the Daffodils, Marshall Kids? We heard Mike Trike from the album Apartment 18. And the Daffodil song. And then we heard Nathan before that from their new record, Key Principles, and something called Daffodils. I don't know. I don't know what's up with the Daffodils and the Marshalls. I don't know what the deal is. We'll have to ask them someday. And Elliot Brood at the very top of that set. And O. Alberta from Tin Type. That was the Twang Trust Song of the Summer in 2000 and something. I don't know when. I'm old. I forget things. But it was the Twang Trust Song of the Summer. We'll have this year's Twang Trust Song of the Summer. The big announcement coming, will it be next week? When does summer start? It starts soon. It's like in the next week or so. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to debut it next week or the week after. One of the two. I wonder what it'll be. I wonder if we've played it yet. I think we might have. What will it be this year? Very exciting. Very exciting. I know all the artists that we've been playing here in the last couple months are just all on edge, seeing who's going to win. See who's going to have the honor of being the official Twang Trust Song of the Summer artist this year. Oh, I'm glad I'm not in the running. It would be too nerve-wracking. Yes, indeed. But we'll stay tuned in the coming week or two, and we'll announce it. Yeah. See, Wilco at the top of that set. They're coming to town. Did you know? August 15th again? Holy moly, they must love us, Wilco. I don't know what the deal is, but they're coming back. It's true. As long as you believe everything you read on the internet, anyways. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Well, this Sunday, it'll be the very first time Lucinda Williams has ever played Winnipeg. Can you believe it? It's taken her this long, for Pete's sake. Man, when was that first album? Well, I mean, her first record, which goes back a ways before what people consider to be her real first record. She had actually had two out before the one that people assume is her first album, which isn't. But anyways, it's been a long time coming, let's just say that. And, you know, I had sort of a musical project in the back of my head for years now. And it was, you know, how, like, every record that comes out, like, every third record you buy, pretty much, at least for me, I find, every third record I buy features some guest vocals from Lucinda Williams. It's crazy. It's either her or Emmylou Harris, I think, who makes the most guest appearances out of any recording artist in history. You know, on other people's records. But I think Lucinda's got the edge on Emmylou, even though Emmylou gets around, too. But I thought it would be neat to round up all these records and make a compilation out of them. I've always wanted to do that. And not to mention all of the different songs she has on various tribute albums, for Pete's sake. There's another box set right there. But I thought I'd round all these things up and make a neat little compilation, and I'd be able to play it as part of tonight's show, you know, being as how is this the last show before her big show here at the Jim Cale Theater this Sunday. And I was thinking about it, and so I thought, wow, what the heck, let's do it. So that's what I did over the last few days, rounded them all up, and I thought, wow, I'll make a nice little compilation. And, well, if I was going to play everything that I actually rounded up, I'd be here for about a week. It's crazy, the number of, and I don't have everything by any stretch. I've got, like, just a sliver of what's out there. And it would be like a five-hour show if I played everything that I had. So you can imagine all the stuff that's out there. It's crazy. But we're going to play the best of some of it anyways. And I thought we'd start here. Well, we're gonna get right with God in this little set. Lucinda's going to hang out with some pals. And they're gonna do the Lord proud is what they're gonna do. And we're gonna start off with a fellow by the name of R.B. Morris. And this is a great record, actually. I don't know if you ever heard of R.B. Morris, but this is a fine album to pick up if you ever get the chance. It's called Take That Ride. Not only is Lucinda on here, John Prine is on here on a great little duet, and all sorts of folks. Produced by R.S. Field. You might know that name. Fine producer of various things. This is on Oh Boy Records and Tapes, John Prine's label. And this is a little number featuring Lucinda called Glory Dreams. Say your amens.
I had a glory dream out on the lost highway. I lost it just the same way. it comes back to me. Walking in the morning sun, my journey has just begun. The road goes on and on in the land of glory dreams. Oh, glory, glory.
Oh, glory, glory.
Oh, glory dreams.
Oh, glory dreams.
Oh, the glory,
oh, glory.
We have seen.
In glory dreams.
Oh, glory dreams.
Oh, glory dreams.
I'll dream forevermore.
Standing at the door. Standing at glory's door.
I had a glory dream. My eyes was wide awake. Beside a mountain stream, I stopped to get a drink. From the water that flows on down to the rivers that roll around and flow into the sea in the land of glory dreams. Oh, glory, glory.
Oh, glory, glory.
Oh, glory dreams.
Oh, glory dreams.
Oh, the glory,
oh, glory
we have seen.
We have seen.
In glory dreams.
In glory dreams.
Oh, glory dreams.
Oh, glory dreams.
I'll dream forevermore.
Standing at the door. Standing at glory's door.
The sunset in the west, the sky was all ablaze, the day had come to rest, and now the work is done, the fields are all in bloom, the harvest coming soon, in the land of glory dreams. Oh, glory, glory,
oh, glory, glory,
oh, glory dreams,
oh, glory dreams,
oh, the glory,
oh, glory.
We have seen,
we have seen,
in glory dreams.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love. A sign from above.
A sign from above.
On the wings of a dove. When trouble surrounds us, when the evils come, the body grows weak. The spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us.
He sends down his love.
He sends down his love.
On the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love. When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten.
He sent down his love.
He sent down his love.
On the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends his pure, sweet love.
Above.
On the wings of a dove.
understand why.
Darkness of hell, the Damascus of my meeting.
get right with God. Cause I wanna get right with God. Yes, you know you got to get right with God.
This is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
Yes, you are, Lucinda. And that, of course, was Lucinda from her album Essence and Get Right With God. That's what we were doing in that last set of music, huh? Were you paying attention? Were you saying your hallelujahs and your amens? I hope so. I hope so. Before Lucinda, we heard Ralph Stanley from his album Clinch Mountain Sweethearts. And the old standard, Farther Along. Nancy Griffith, before that, from the second volume of her Other Voices projects. A little number called On the Wings of a Dove. And R.B. Morris started us off in that set with a song called Glory Roads from his album Take That Ride. And all three of those non-Lucinda tracks featuring Lucinda Williams on guest vocals. Yes, indeed. Like we were saying earlier, seems like every third album, it's either got Emmylou Harris or Lucinda Williams on featured vocals somewhere, whether it's a duet or just, you know, yodeling away in the background somewhere. It's either Lucinda or Emmylou, pretty much. And it was bound to happen. It was bound to happen that they would both wind up on the same record. At least at some point in time. I mean, it's just the odds are it's going to happen. And, of course, it has happened. It's happened a number of times, as a matter of fact. Happened once on a Lucinda Williams album. Happened once on an Emmylou Harris album. And it happened once on a Kieran Kane album. And we're going to hear all those things starting now.
What you lost when you left this world, this sweet old world. See what you lost when you left this world, this sweet old world. The breath from your own lips, the touch of fingertips, a sweet and tender kiss, the sound of a midnight train, wearing someone's ring, someone called your name. Thank you.
when you left this world, this sweet old
listening to Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Someday I'm gonna leave this dirty little town where the talk is cheap on the dirty little streets and the trees are dying underneath the sky that's purple and brown. You can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. If you go out at all, well, you better take care. People packing heat on the mean old streets of this dirty little town. I've been saving my money each and every day. Every dollar I make, I put a nickel away. 5 little pennies don't seem like much. Maybe 20 more years and I'll have enough. But someday I'm gonna leave this dirty little town where the talk is cheap on the dirty little streets and the trees are dying underneath the sky that's purple and brown. You can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. If you go out at all, well, you better take care. People packing heat on the mean old streets of this dirty little town. Something about me that they don't know. I've already left this place in my mind. Till my body goes, it's just a matter of time. But someday I'm gonna leave this dirty little town where the talk is cheap on the dirty little streets and the trees are dying underneath the sky that's purple and brown. You can't drink the water, can't breathe the air. If you go out at all, well, you better take care. People packing heat on the mean old streets of this dirty little town.
You don't really love me. You're not my man. You're not my man. Oh, you're not my man. Go back to Greenville. Just gone back to Greenville. You scream and shout and you make a scene. When you open your mouth, you never say what you mean. Say what you mean. Oh, say what you mean. come back to green. You drink hard liquor, you come on strong. You lose your temper, someone looks at you wrong. Looks at you wrong. Oh. Bottles and broken glass, busted down doors and borrowed cash, borrowed cash. Oh, borrowed cash. Go back to Greenville, just come back to Greenville. Looking for someone to save you. Looking for someone to rave about you. To rave about you.
Winnipeg, this is Emmy Lou Harris, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Wow, Emmy Lou started rocking out there for a second, huh? I had to rein her in, though. Yeah. Yeah, Emmy Lou and Lucinda together, and that's that. That, of course, Greenville from the classic Car Wheels on a Gravel Road album. And, a big thanks out to Jeff for giving me disc 2 back. This is from the Fancy Deluxe Edition I played, which gives you a bonus live album, which I lost. So we got that guy on that other station to copy his copy that he got from us. See, it all works out in the end, doesn't it? Yeah. Before Lucinda and Emmy Lou, we heard Lucinda and Emmy Lou and Kieran Kane from his album Dead Reckoning, a little number called This Dirty Little Town, and Emmy Lou Harris from the Wrecking Ball album at the top of the set with a cover of Lucinda Williams' Sweet Old World. Yep, that's what we heard. Pretty groovy, huh? There's not all that many Lucinda Williams covers out there. You'd think there'd be more. She's such a celebrated songwriter. You'd think people would be tripping over themselves covering her songs, but there's not that many of them out there. There's a few. You know, we heard Emmy Lou's, and there's a handful, but not too many. But you know you've really made it. You know you've really, really made it in the music industry when people start writing songs about you. I didn't even look hard, and over the last couple of days, I found not one, not two, not three, but four, count them, four songs about Lucinda Williams. Can you believe it? Isn't that crazy? I don't know if we're going to play all four of them tonight, but we're going to play a few of them anyways. In the second hour of this here show called Twang Trust that you hear each and every Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock here on CKW 95.9 FM. Yes, it's true. Of course, it's 7 o'clock, which it will be in just a few minutes. We hear the entertainment guide here on CKW, and we're going to tell you about all the other things that are going on besides Lucinda this weekend and into coming weeks. But to get us there, let's hear one of those other Lucinda covers here, and I think you know which one it's going to be if you were paying attention about 30 seconds ago.
The lock on my front door, so you can't see me anymore. And you can't come inside my house, and you can't lie down on my couch. I changed the lock on my front door. And I changed the number on my phone, so you can't call me up at home. And you can't say those things to me to make me fall down on my knees. I changed the number on my phone. Yes, I changed the kind of car I drive, so you can't see me when I go by. And you can't chase me up the street, and you can't knock me over my feet. I changed the kind of car I drive. The kind of clothes I wear, so you can't find me anywhere. You can't spot me in a crowd, and you can't call my name out loud. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. I changed the tracks underneath the train, so you can't find me ever again. And you can't trace my path, and you can't hear me laugh. And honey, I'm laughing all the time. So you can't follow me down, and you can't touch me like before, and you can't make me want you more. I changed the name of this town. I changed the lock on my front door. I changed the number on my phone. I changed the kind of car I drive. I changed the kind of clothes I wear. I changed the tracks underneath the train. I changed the name of this town. I changed the name of this town. Changed the name of this town.
Yeah. CKUW's famous entertainment guide is brought to you by Into the Music. Visit Into the Music in the Historic Exchange District at 245 McDermott for the best in quality collectible music. Drop by our bright and spacious digs and browse through our well-organized selection of over 9,000 CDs and 7,000 LPs, featuring everything from rare underground recordings to top hits. Music shopping the way it was meant to be. And don't forget, supporters of CKUW's Fund Drive receive a 10% discount on all purchases with their CKUW Friends card.
Ah, yeah. Time now for CKW's Entertainment Guide, brought to you by Into the Music. Concert and club listings for Winnipeg and surrounding areas. The Entertainment Guide is heard 3 times daily. So, what is going on here? Well, of course, Garageland continues this week. Saturday, every Saturday morning in June, we have Garage Sale Radio for you. What does that mean? Well, you can tune in and hear live citywide garage sale reports. Yes, indeed. And if you're having a garage sale, give us a call and let us know, and we'll tell everybody about it. Yep. Call in your finds all morning if you're out garage sailing. You can brag. Let everybody know what you got, what they missed out on. Yep. It's all happening Saturday mornings, starting at 8 a.m. all the way till 1 p.m. each Saturday in June here on CKUW. Well, let's see. What else is going on here? What's happening over at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club? Well, it's a good week at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. Tomorrow, this is exciting. Tomorrow, Dustin Bentall with his pal Rami Mays. Yes, indeed. Dustin Bentall, son of Barney. They're going to be at Times Changed tomorrow night. A 10 o'clock start. And if that's too late for you, if you don't want to stay up late on a school night, you're in luck, because you can go see Dustin Bentall and Rami Mays at Candor Books and Music on Saturday night with a much more convenient 8 p.m. start time. Yes, indeed. No excuse for missing those two. Of course, Friday at the Times Change, it's the official Welcome Back Yasu Party, whatever that means. And Saturday, this is exciting, Saturday, Manitoba legend Stu Clayton is back at Times Change, along with bluegrass sensation Stony Point. Yeah. Sunday, June 17th, Father's Day. It's also Lucinda Williams Day at the Jim Cale Theater. Yes, Lucinda Williams, very first time in Winnipeg. You don't want to miss it. There's still 4 seats left. You might want to bring your parachute if you're going to sit in those last 4 seats, but they're there. You don't want to miss this show. Kelly Jo Phelps opening up. And speaking of Times Change High Lonesome Club, they're open for a rare Tuesday night next week. Yes, Tuesday, June 19th sees the return of Washboard Hank. Yeah, Washboard making his way out to Dauphin Country Fest, I guess. He'll be playing Tuesday night at Times Change. And next week is the start of the big 2007 Cool Jazz Winnipeg Festival. And Friday, June 22nd, a rootsy start to the whole thing at the Pyramid with James Hunter and Jackie Green. Yeah. James Hunter, he's a great guitar player. Van Morrison's favorite guitarist. So that tells you something. Go check that out. Tuesday, June 26th, Fred Eaglesmith and the Flying Squirrels at the West End Cultural Center. $20 at Ticketmaster gets you into that one. And the very last night, well, not the very last night, but the last weekend of the Jazz Winnipeg Festival, they're having their big free show at Old Market Square at the end of the festival this year, instead of the beginning, which they usually do. And Friday night, it's headlined by a guy named Will, who's well worth your perusal. Kind of a blues heavy lineup that night, Friday, June 29th at Old Market Square. Let's see, and then that whole big Canada Day long weekend, of course, out in Dauphin. It's Dauphin's Country Fest, featuring all sorts of great folks, including Hayes Carl. And if you want to see Hayes Carl and you don't have your Dauphin Country Fest passes, which you can't get anymore because it's sold out, well, you're in luck, because Hayes Carl will be playing Times Changed Monday, July 2nd, along with his pal Rami Mays. And, of course, the Winnipeg Folk Festival is coming up awfully soon. Who's going to be there? Well, Randy Newman's going to be there. Todd Snyder, Los Lobos, Elliot Brood, Tim Easton, The Flatlanders, featuring Joe Ely, Leo Kottke, Carolyn Mark. No, they're not Flatlanders. They're just other artists. Chris Smither. All sorts of folks going to be there this year. Of course. Wonderful Things. John Fogerty at MTS Center, July 26th. And this just announced by me. This is a CQW scoop. Wednesday, August 15th at the Jim Cale Theater, Wilco. Remember where you heard it first. Yes, it's all true. Well. This show tomorrow night at Times Change, you don't want to miss it. And if you do miss it, well, you can go, you're lucky, because you can go Saturday and see it at Candor Books and Music there on Provence. It's a fine pairing. Local heroine Romy Mays bringing her pal Dustin Bentall to town. Dustin was last seen in these parts, in that room in front of me. Well, at least by me, anyways. The night after, he played at the West End with that whole big stompin' review, which I missed because I was out of town. Stupid me, but it was awful fun when we had him in the studio. Did you hear that? You can check it out on my website. It happened back in November last year. The big Barney Bentall crazy country foot stomping review, whatever it was called. They had a name. I can't remember what it was. But there was a whole mess of them. There was Leroy Stagger, and there was Ridley Bent, and Dustin and Barney. And they were having a good old time over there. And you can check out twangtrust.ca and listen to it if you're so inclined. November 22nd. 2006 is when it happened. So you can scroll down in the podcast and action section there and find that show and listen to it at your leisure. But we should listen to Dustin and Rami. Why don't we? We should. We will. I finally found an actual hard copy of Dustin Bentall's album Streets with No Lights. So we're going to hear a couple things from it, I do believe, including my favorite song of the last, I don't know how long, I don't get sick of listening to this song, Crash Hard, which I'm hoping, I don't know, I didn't see that show at the West End that they did, but Dustin was saying he was going to do that song with Rami, and I don't know if that occurred or not, but it would have been a wonderful thing if it had, and hopefully it'll happen this week, maybe even twice. It's a wonderful song called Crash Hard from his album, and we're going to hear it. But just, you know, I mean, the kid's all right, but we got to play Dad, too, in this set. Just because. We're going to start this set off with Barney Bentall. Why not? He's got a great album called Gift Horse right now, and we're not going to hear something from that. No, we're going to hear the song that you think of when you think of Barney Bentall. This was the big hit. This is the one Barney... This was such a huge hit, and it's certainly the song I think of when I think of Barney Bentall. And well, Barney's gonna intro this thing himself here. Barney, if you want to step up, you want to say a little something to the folks.
Here's an old Australian folk song for you.
She was a fast machine, she kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen. She had sightless eyes, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, giving more than a share. She had me fighting for her. She told me to come, but I was already there, 'cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We were making it, and you shook me all night long. Yeah, you shook me all night long. Double time in the seduction line. She was one of a kind, just mine, all mine. Wanting no applause, just a another cause, made a meal out of me, and then she'd come back for more. Had to cool me down to take another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing, 'cause the walls were shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it, and you shook me all night long. You shook me all night long. Mm-hmm. You know that you shook me all night long. Oh, darling, you shook me all.
High. Now I'm grounded. Then I felt real good, but now I feel wounded. Something in your eyes tells me the time has come. Here comes the end of the fun. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. Once I did some time in Chateau Leaf prison. There I had a best friend whose name was Eleven. They let him out in 43 and me in 7. God told me one time he'd let me into heaven. When I'm done, I know when tonight I can see the sun. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I can't run from all has been said and done. I know I'm gonna crash hard from this one. I had a scratch, so I cut in deeper, just to know what it felt like to be cutting deeper. Then I felt a scratch on my back, tell me, could it be the Night's Reaper? I looked back in time to see him reaching for his gun, dressed in red and black. Told me all that I lacked. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but it felt good just to have her near. She said it's being alone that I fear. This I know. Please don't even tell anyone. I know when tonight I can see the sun. I'm gonna cry.
St. Peter sitting at the bar, a whiskey sour, a big cigar. He don't care which kind of harm you feed on. He's sitting with St. Augustine, bleeding heart of grenadine. He don't even know which side he's on.
This is Rami Mays, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I wish you all could have seen it this one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all along what she's doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boy, I tell you, she hit all the lines. I guess some boys just had to crack. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids that captured me. Having the night I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish am I to think it'll last forever? Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. she lay in a puddle of blood, pushed off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone.
Picking this song, but I just can't get it out of my head right now. There's these two Canadian bands, Styx and BTO, and every time I say that up north in Canada, the room's kind of like, woo, yeah! And then I tell everybody I hate those bands a lot. And one time I was thinking, see, now we're on the same page, this is good. And I was thinking one time about writing a song about those bands in context with telling some hypothetical guy to get out and take your shitty music with you. So this is what came up.
Without you, all right. Wish I never met you, wish I never saw your stinking ugly face.
days of the week. I clearly am still hungover through the week, as I am right now. Well, I'm not really in the song. I just thought that maybe we could just get to it, you know? I'm hungover in the song and now. So we're on Saturday. I still don't like the guy. Lord knows I still don't like Sticks and BTO. Then came Saturday.
Now, I don't know if I'm going to be there tomorrow night or not for sure. I'm going to try and make it to Times Change tomorrow night for the big Dustin Bentall and Rami Mays show. But if you're there, one of the two of us has got to tell Rami that Styx is not Canadian. No, there's enough bad Canadian bands. We don't need another one on our shoulders. She may try and weasel out of it by saying that old Larry Gowan's singing for him now, but still. Not a Canadian band. No. Rami Mays there. Recorded live at the Hayes Carl Stingery Music Festival, that it's called. Yes, the Stingery Music Festival. Held at the Tiki Beach Bar and Grill in Crystal Beach, Texas, from April of this year. Yeah, crazy, huh? Styx and BTO, of course, there. Which you can find on her Living Room Sessions album. Before that, we heard Dustin Bentall and Such a Shame from his album, Streets with No Lights. Rami Mays from Sweet Something Steady before that. That's her big fancy new record, and that's a song called The Long Way Home that she wrote with the D-Rangers Muck Bucket player, Mr. Tom Foti. It's true. And Dustin, at the top of that, set with Crash Hard from his record, and wow, love that song, Crash Hard. I sure hope we get to hear Rami doing the duet with Dustin on that one sometime this week. You know, if our old pal down at that other station, you know that other station, right? It's down at the right hand of that dial, 101.5. Well, our old pal Jeff is going to have Rami and Dustin on his show live tomorrow night. Yes, 6:30 over on UMFM. You can hear those folks live on steel-belted free-range radio. And if our old pal Jeff is thinking, he'll request that song, and he'll request Rami to do the backup vocals. That way, I can get a recording of it and play it back on my show the way he plays the Willie P. Bennett cover from my show on his show. Did you follow that? It was kind of confusing, but it made sense if you were listening hard. But that's what I think our old pal Jeff should do. That's my request, anyhow. But yes, Dustin and Rami, tomorrow night at Times Change High and Lonesome Club, and Saturday night at Candor Books and Music on Provence Avenue. Yeah. Yes, when we had Rami in here last, she did a Willie P. Bennett cover, and that was when she was in town with her producer, Mr. Gerf Morlix, who, as it turns out, was also Lucinda Williams' producer for many a moon. See how this show is just going around in circles and making just all kinds of sense. Yep, Gerf Morlix was actually in here with Rami back last summer? Seems like it was years ago. I remember Gerf sitting there right across from me, and he didn't do this song.
your head, sweet Lucinda. If I could have a little time. Well, it's a sweet world in your mind. It's no secret why I'm always hanging around. I never seem to say it, but you never let me down.
I'm Mark Crowley.
I'm Chuck Mead.
And I'm Robert Reynolds.
And we're the Hillbilly All-Stars.
And you're listening to both kinds of music on Twang Thrust.
CKUW.
95.9 FM.
Oh, those crazy hillbillies. Yes. One of them crazy hillbillies was Robert Reynolds, and that was Robert Reynolds there before that in an ode to Lucinda Williams called Sweet Lucinda when he was part of a band called Swag. Yeah. Yeah. And that was one of the four tribute songs to Lucinda Williams that I found over the last little while. Crazy, huh? We're going to hear, I don't know, there's only 15 minutes left in the show. I need like another 2 hours. Jeez. I don't know. We'll fit one more of those tribute songs in anyways, somehow, before this night's over, I hope. Before that was, of course, Lucinda's old producer, and Rami May's new producer, Gurf Morlix, from his album The Toad of Titicaca, and a song he wrote when he was 11 or something like that. Crazy, huh? Dan Blocker, the classic. Yeah. What's next? Oh, we got to fit in at least a couple songs from some tribute albums that Lucinda does. She's like queen of the tribute albums. Every tribute album, practically, no matter who it's to. It could be to Mississippi John Hurt. It could be to, you know, Kiss. She's on there. I don't know if she's done a Kiss song yet, but she will eventually. There will eventually be a tribute to Kiss album that Lucinda Williams is on. Mark my words. But I hope we're going to hear this Mississippi John Hurt song, because it's a lovely, lovely thing she does in here called Angels Laid Him Away. Ooh, it's tasty. But we're going to start off in rockin' mode, just because that last one was so peppy. We're going to hear something from this album called Por Vida, a tribute to this fella.
Hey folks, this is Alejandro Escobedo from Austin, Texas, here at the Wimberley Folk Festival, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
her dress don't hide her age, not like mama said it would, and her smile fades away just like daddy said it could. No, things don't come so easy, not when you turn 25, and to blow out the candles takes a little concentration. I can't look inside her eyes, I can't kiss her perfect lips, I can't whisper in her ears and take her far away from this. Pyramid of tears, pyramid of tears, pyramid of tears, I see you cry.
Feet under the clay.
angels laid him away. Oh, Bob shot once and Lewis shot two. Shot poor Collins, shot him through and through. The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him.
Same. times that the world has gotten inside of my head, and it just keeps getting bigger. But she said, and I don't wanna pull the trigger, but just so you know, I got an itchy trigger finger. To the hospital to solve the old riddle about why everything must go so wrong some of the time, and to remove the world from her head and put it back in her pocket instead. Tricks and made some new friends there, even though they were all a polar opposite ends of the world inside her head. But that didn't matter too much, she said, because it seems that everybody's got the world stuck inside of their brain. Gotta look out for a few hurricanes and maybe a wildfire, tsunami or two. I just gotta learn how to know what to do. What do
This is Lucinda Williams, and you're listening to Twang Trust on CKUW Winnipeg.
Ah, yes. Lucinda Williams. That was an outfit called Buffalo Nickel. It's the name of the band. The woman singing there, and the woman who wrote the song, name's Emily Graham. She died in 2002. It was actually before the band that she formed put out an album. But she was such a big part of the band that they actually worked her into the release of the album. And still, you know, they've put out an album since, and they're still doing her songs. She was apparently killed in a bit of a freak auto accident. And a sad story. Beautiful song. Beautiful. Lucinda Williams. What do you know? One of three that I found over the last few days. Yes, there are two other songs called Lucinda Williams. It was one by Vic Chestnut, which is kind of weird. And then there's one by this crazy guy named Robert Bobby. How's that for a name? Robert Bobby. Yeah, and he actually does two versions. There's the Robert Bobby solo version, and then there's the Robert Bobby quartet version, which is actually superior, although it's still a little weird. It's that song there that we just heard was a gorgeous little thing. I mean, it wasn't necessarily about Lucinda Williams. Robert Bobby's song is certainly about Lucinda Williams. It verges on creepy, quite frankly. But look at that. It's past 8 o'clock. We don't have time to play it for you. Oh, Al, maybe we do have time. I don't know. Al should be in any second to get you wrongly wired. And look at all this stuff I could have played. Man, oh man, I didn't even get a chance to play you. I didn't get a chance to do the big spoiler alert. I was going to give you a spoiler alert. There's a song that Lucinda's been covering lately. I was going to play you the original version of it. It's like a crazy song. You're going to hear it. If she does it, which I can't guarantee she's going to do it. Should I tell you what it is? Spoiler alert. It's this crazy song by this group. It's like this electro band that, who knows, maybe Al will play them. Do you ever play the Thievery Corporation, Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe Al will play this song later. Lucinda's been doing a Thievery Corporation cover lately. It's crazy. But we'll throw you this one at you to let you go by. And if you see me at the show, say hi. Yeah.
But I was young, I didn't understand. Now I'm a grown-up man. I never knew girls were for kissing. I never knew what I was missing. Now my life is not the same. My whole world is spinning.
I remember
when I used to see you jumping rope, up and down, baby. I remember when you got your first baby coach. But you were young, you didn't understand. Now you're a woman and I'm a man. It's my lips you're kissing, ain't it fun reminiscing? My life is not the same. My whole world has been rearranged. I wish that cowboys to girls. My lips you're kissing, and it fun reminiscing. My life is not the same. My whole world has been rearranged. I wish that cowboys to girls.
Down at the park, I'll party now, kicking back.